to Yane Muna, Muna Alpi Kabala, Muna Alpi Hakira. Alright, so we saw a few Maracaibus of people who understand that in order to have the highest level of emunah, the complete emunah, a person should, you know, start with his Kabbalah, his Messiah that he has, but it's necessary to supplement that with his own thinking about it, his own research. Amai, so there are many more Mamre Kaimis that we could see, but I would really like to get to the second Iker when we come back from vacation, so I'd like to skip a little bit here. The next thing I also just going to do a line, if you guys have time, you definitely can see it. Thank you. Yeah, I can see it on your own, but the Shulchan Gevurah here, it's, I think on yours it doesn't say where it is. I have it on mine, it's the Daf Heyam and Beis in the Daf Heyarif and Avodah Zarah. And it's the Shulchan Gevurah there is quoting the Riaz. Now, just in the middle, I'll just pick out, just to save time, just pick out a little bit in the middle. He says, Hine Be'er Lecha. It's in the first column, like the middle of the wide lines. I'm just going to read a few lines here. She'ein da'itei she'odah ma'seges ramar al ikar ha'chachma. A person's das is not able to be masig, really, the ikar ha'chachma when we speak about the chachma, the understanding of, you know, whether there's a God, what God's like. If a person looks into these things and he studies these things, maybe he won't come to the emes. Maybe he'll be yaitze midarach emes and he'll come to darach aminus. It's better to stay away from them. That teaches yiras Hashem. Stay away from anything bad. So he says his opinion is that, you know, people's das is not always so well developed. Our intellectual capacities are not necessarily, you know, super strong. And we're not always going to come to the MS if we study things. Sometimes if we study things, it could bring us to an incorrect conclusion, which would cause us to have an opinion of Kira. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu tells us in the Torah. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It says, Shema Yisrael, listen, Klal Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It doesn't say to try to understand and to contemplate. It doesn't say to use your chachma to try to figure out about there being a God. No, just to listen and believe al pi hashmua v'al pi hakabbalah based on the Mesira. So he says that the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and I guess it depends how you understand the word Shema. You know, Shema has different meanings. Shema can mean to understand, but he's saying no, Shema just means to listen. Listen, Klal Yisrael Hashem is Echad, and believe it. The same way that we accept all mitzvahs of the Torah, because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Moshe at Sinai, and we accept it, and we can Messiah for it. So to Emunah, the way to go is to listen to the Messiah that we have, to go with it, and not to be busy with Hakiras and contemplations and research, because the reason, now, if we would all be such well-developed thinkers that we could be assured that we'd come to the MS, then great, you know, think it through and do research, and you'll come to the MS, and you'll have a greater understanding. But since that's not necessarily the truth, the best thing is just to what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, according to the Riaz, is just Shema Yisrael, just listen to what you've heard and be maimon based on that. But
this conversation is about the fact that there is Hashem.
I think it's not necessarily the same thing. I think it applies to both. The fact that there is Hashem, what the nature of Hashem is, these things that, you know, that humans, he says, are not necessarily going to be able to come to the MS based on their research.
Is it true that there's one Hashem also?
I think that if you understand that your emunah is supposed to be based on what you come to in your own conclusions, so whatever is nichal in our emunah, and yeah, that's something that's nichal in our emunah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is echad. Fine. Okay, let's go through the chinuch. There's a nice piece in the chinuch here, which is kedai to go through. I want to see the chinuch, I want to see a small part of the Malbim, and then we'll hold it, and then we'll go on with Eder after we come back to the second Iker. says Ha'emes Habar B'min Hanushi, what everyone, all people understand to be true. Humash Eskima Rav Das Rav B'Nerdam Shavayram. It's what most people decide is Emes Ukvar Eskimu Das Kuram Ahaman Eidus Hanashim. Says everyone in the world understands that we live our lives based on believing testimony that we hear from other people. And the more people who are made that a certain thing happened, the more we believe it, the more we integrate it as truth. And if the Me'idim are just a few, then wise people are going to be suspicious if it's just a little bit of like a fringe movement and it's only a few people saying it. And this is so popular amongst people. And you see, people take this so seriously, the fact that we rely on Edim that will kill people based on Edim. And even the Torah is mitzvah us that we kill people based on Edim. And along the same lines that we're mekabel edus from people who tell us what happens, we believe our fathers, our grandfathers, when they tell us what happens in their days. And there's no savik kibiyos avos meidim rabim. If there's a lot of avos that say the same story. And it's a story that a lot of them saw, and they all say, this is what we saw. Then the children will accept it even stronger as being the truth. Therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Torah to Yisrael, that's why he gave Torah from 600,000 people, that's aside from the women and children, 600,000 men. So that they could all be Edim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. So it should even be a stronger Eidus. It wasn't just that they saw Mount Torah, they heard it. They had Nevuah to perceive Mount Torah with Nevuah. Because something that a person perceives with Nevuah, he never has any suffix about it. But if Klal Yisrael was not Zeicha to Nevuah, then someone could have said that it was all like, you know, it was all Kishuf, it was all Shadim, it was some sort of supernatural powers, but it wasn't, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe and giving Torah to Klal Yisrael. Once everyone was Zeicha Nevuah, they were able to see clearly exactly what was going on. It was clear to everyone, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the Torah, and that's what they passed on to us without any pickbook. Aber Achre and Nevuah and Nisham Shum Tzad pickbook Benyim. That Dar who was at Mount Torah, they were Nevi'im. They saw with the utmost clarity Mount Torah, and they gave over that transmission to their children. That's what they told their children, that everything we see in this Torah, this is what Hashem gave us, and this is MS. And their children told that to their children, and their children to their children, and to us. Nimseisa comes out. Torah Seinu be a Deinu Teras Emes. Our Torah is a Teras Emes. Mi pi sheish meis elef edim neimanim, from 600,000 trustworthy edim. Shuchesh me kol kodeis biyadav novat tafinash. Okay, so he says, he explains in the introduction where our Messiah comes from 600,000 people who had a super clear view of Nevuah. They knew exactly what was going on, and they gave it over to their children and their children to their children till our door. But now, if someone tries to convince you, his heart is turning away from Hashem. The Yaiban, he says, Malacha ish Yehudi v'kabal asecha. Why, you Jewish person, are you so into your Messiah? Malacha lishol avicho zekeinecha. Why are you asking your father, your grandfather, Chakaru dreish b'daitcha toib, hemetz v'rascha. You're a smart guy, go do research on your own. Don't believe what your father says, don't believe what your grandfather says, do the research on your own, come to your own conclusion. Pekach einecha, rei ma baramecha. Open your eyes and look around in the world. The science around, then you'll understand the depths of Chachma. You'll see what it means for something to be Echad. So what would we answer? If someone says, you know, it's silly to rely on your Messiah, you should do research on your own, be your own person and think about it yourself, what does the Sefer HaKadosh say we should answer such a person? We cannot understand anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our seichel. Even when we look at Olam Hazeh, look at this world, and the scientists don't have a good understanding of everything that goes on in this world. What every herb, what every fruit, its attributes, what it could do. Why magnets attract each other? There are many questions in science, and maybe their questions are not the same as our questions, but there are many questions in science that scientists don't have answers to. So you're going to say that when we speak about something which is much more deep, much more esoteric, when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, then we're going to find the answers. We find even in things in this world, we don't have all the answers. We shouldn't come with our arrogance, that we can just understand everything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says it's not something we can understand, it's not something we need. Why don't we need it? Our father set up the table for us. They looked into the shayla and they came to the yediyah amitis. They realized that Kadosh Baruch Hu does talk to people. They were there at Har Sinai. Says, we don't have to go look into it, we just accept what they tell us. Says, I'll give you a mashal. So you have a stream that is in a city or in a town, whatever it is, and everyone, a lot of people come drink from it, they drink from it, they die. And you've seen this many times, you've heard from many, many people that whoever drinks from the stream dies. So what happens now? Says a scientist comes, you know, he does like a test of the water, he says, oh no, water is very healthy, and, you know, all the levels are perfect, this water is great, drink. Now, you've seen thousands of people drink and die, you've heard all stories about thousands of people drink and die, it's like, what are you going to do? You're going to go with what you've seen, what you've heard, or are you going to say, well, scientifically, based on scientific knowledge, this water is good, so I'm going to drink it. It says, no one's going to drink the water, right? Would we accept, would we throw out all the stories that we've heard and do like the scientist says? It's not a good idea. Says this Eidos and this Messiah that we have from 600,000 people on our Sinai, it holds much more weight than whatever logic people come to with their logical proofs. Why? We are limited intellectually to what we can understand. And yeah, we make mistakes with our research, with our understanding. What's the proper mahalach for a person to take? To do everything like it says in the Torah that was mekubal min ha'edim and emanim from the trustworthy edim asher nasna adayin ha'chachmah of the adam. Fine. So the Sefer HaChinuch is of the opinion similar to what we saw in the Riaz, that the way that we have our Yediyas HaLakim, the way we have our Emuna, is not by Chakiros, is not by research, it's by the Emuna, what's been passed down to us from Sinai. And the reason is the same. You know, no one disagrees. Everyone would agree that if we were all super duper intellectuals and we could all be assured that we would come to the MS, then why not have a greater understanding for sure? But hey, yeah, it's that we are limited in our capabilities and we're not assured that we will come to the MS. So Bimela, they say that the proper way to understand things is just to understand with our Kabbalah, and that's what the Riaz says is the Pshan Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, just to listen and accept from what you hear. Fine, so Maisa, we've seen seemingly different opinions as to what the proper Mahalach in the Munah is, whether it's just merely accepting what we've been told, if it's starting with that acceptance and then using our mind to think about it, to figure out and see why it must be true. I'd like to see a little piece in the Malvim, a very nice piece. You look just at the second part, like the second part of this piece here. The Rambam, as we saw in the beginning of Yisaydei HaTorah, he says that we have to know that there's a Matzui Rishon. The idea is to present mitzvahs asay. The Loyam Rahamin Shiesh Matzui Rishon, we saw this diak already in the Rambam, doesn't say that it should be a Muna, but Hamana is to present mitzvahs asay. Harebirsha mitzvah leida be a dias haseichel. So it's not just a belief, it's knowing in our seichel that we figured out that it's true. Vukmash Kosov and Mayor, he brings down a very interesting thing from the Bird of Vukim. Abash Kosov and Nechi Vayirch of Pia Gvura Shamanu. Chazal say, Nechi Vayirch of Pia Gvura Shamanu. So simply, I think we understand that to mean that that's we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nechi and Vayirch. Rav says, no, that's not what it means. Shahaydi would be Gvuras HaMaifis. That was proven to us. Nechi Vayirch was proven to us. All the other mitzvahs, the other 611 mitzvahs, we accepted from Moshe because we knew that Moshe was the Abba Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch was speaking to Moshe. When Moshe told us this mitzvah, we trusted 100% that he got it from HaKadosh Baruch. Kshiyadu shushliach Hashem v'eminu b'chol ma'asher tziva Yisrael b'shem Hashem. Ulam shtei mitzvahs ha'ela. But these two mitzvahs, shei metzias Hashem v'shein zulasai, that Kadosh Baruch Hu exists and that there's no one else aside from Him, ze yasig ha'adam b'sichai. That a person accepts, understands with the seichel. So what's miyuchad about these two mitzvahs, anayichi yalayilacha, all the other mitzvahs we have to accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe. These mitzvahs, yeah, it's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to Moshe, and we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to Moshe. But we were also able to figure out on our own logic that they're true. Even without HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling them to Moshe, Klal Yisrael B'Shas Matan Torah was able to figure out with their own thought process that it must be true. That's what says Mipi Gvura means Gvuras Maifis. There was that strength that came from an understanding on our own, and that's the Maila of these two mitzvahs. Vashem Nata B'Seichel Adam Yedias Nishtalu Boi Meleida Mibetim. Says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us these Yedias in our minds from birth. Vasher kvidas apalton tavia nefesh osav im kor machzavta. According to Plato, this is part of our nefesh. This comes naturally within our nefesh. Sheyesh eloika nimtza vashu echad. That there's a God and He's one. Mashkasav pirish iyo b'mane elihu ayin sham. Ad shemishem yabit be'ein ha'secha bevatei nafshay. If someone looks deep down in his nefesh, yimta deyus eila tvois nefesh kodem. He'll find these deyus sunk somewhere within his nefesh. U'mishureshes b'nefashayis k'may ha'sichos ha'rishaynes. And they are rooted in our nefesh like something which is axiomatic. They don't have to accept it b'derech emuna from Moshe. Now the Malbim understands that we're supposed to, he's B'dayik in the Rambam, that we have to be Yeda. We can't just be Maimon, we have to be Yeda, we have to figure out these things. But he has a whole new twist on it. He says every person is naturally born with this idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu exists, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. So that's ingrained in our neshama. That's something that we don't need, we're not coming from a clean slate and trying to figure out, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu Echad, is he not? Is there a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is he not? Deep down we know it. When he says our avoda is to know it, it just means to be able to honestly see what we have deep down inside of us. It doesn't necessarily mean to integrate any information from outside of us, but it means to not let ourselves get distracted by other things that we see and hear, and go with, be in touch with the idea that we are born naturally with. So, we do have to have the idea, and we do have to figure out how to come to that idea. But it's not the idea that we're figuring out from the outside. It's coming to an idea which is naturally part of us, which is part of our neshama, which we're born with, and we have to get in touch with that idea that's natural to us, and make sure that we don't, you know, let our minds be twisted in a way which we start thinking in ways that are unnatural. There's the idea that's necessary, but the idea is natural to us. So just to sum up a little bit, you know, we have the Din of Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the first Yisayid of the Rambam, that there exists HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone's totally on him. He's not totally on anyone else. Everyone's existence is only because of him. His existence is not dependent on anything else in the world. And we saw many Rishayim who understand that just having a Emunah mitzad Kabbalah is a lower level of Emunah, and it's good for like the it's good, like Chaim Salvavi says, that's good for women and children, but people who are able to think more should have a Chashavar Emunah, which is thinking about it and figuring it out on your own. We saw others who say that no, we're not necessarily going to come to the truth by thinking about it on our own, and therefore the best way is just to be mekabel what we've heard and have Emunah mitzad that Kabbalah. And we see the Malbim who says that no, just being mekabel and having Emunah mitzad Kabbalah is not sufficient. It should be an idea that you have in yourself, that even without hearing it from anyone else, you know it. But it doesn't have to be something that you get from the outside. It doesn't have to be something you get from reading a book. It's the idea that we all have deep inside of us, and it's a question of getting in touch with what we have naturally. Yeah, what you see? That they're born naturally with this tzitzia. I don't know. When I was like looking at this, I was thinking about it. I don't know the answer. No, he does quote that Plato says that. I don't know if that's true. Yeah, but I don't know if Plato was necessarily right. You know, that's what Plato thought. I don't know if Plato was right. You know, I don't know if the Malbim is quoting that idea from him. Does he agree with 100% that the way that Plato understood it, that he understands it too? I don't know. You know, the fact that Plato said it doesn't necessarily make it true. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't know. All right. Very good. So one more thing. I guess I'd just like to finish off. I guess, you know, it's something debatable. Definitely something debatable whether the proper way to have emunah, to come to emunah, to mechazik emunah. But I do think that. You know, it's debatable insofar as someone was brought up in a situation where his emunah is super strong, and he has no questions, he has no pikpukim, he doesn't have any doubts, and he believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the same way he believes this table is here, and nothing can share his emunah. And then you can debate: is it good that he should study and try to figure things out on his own, or should he just be satisfied with that emunah? But if someone is exposed to other things, and he hears questions, and he hears other opinions, and these things, you know, bother him, and even if he, you know, he's ma'amin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's bothered by other things, then I think that certainly for such a person, it's kedai to figure out what there is to read, what there is to hear, what there is to talk about, to be able to be mechazik v'emunah. All right.
Shabbos.
The mouth.
The mouth.
So what was it?